The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. At AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour, lots of good stuff, mostly sportsy. Lamont said bleep hole cities. I assume he wouldn't want to go to a Super Bowl. Jacksonville.
Oh, no.
Jacksonville's underrated. I'm okay with Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. Cleveland, no. Buffalo, no. North Carolina, Charlotte, no. Mm-mm. Baltimore, no. He says Chicago would be cool for a new stadium. There'd be a lot of great stuff to do in Chicago, and I think that would be an awesome spot. Although it's the same thing, February in Chicago is not pleasant. You know, weather wise, you're not going to be able to get around as much. Which, yeah, if there's never another Super Bowl in Dallas, I'd be okay with that. If I never set foot in Dallas again, I'll be happy.
That'd be all right.
Yeah, you know, the only positive.
You know what? If Dallas would have been warm, maybe I wouldn't have hated it as much.
But it was so spread out. Everything was so damn spread out that it was just, it wasn't a good setup. I think if you did it again, you'd have to find some way to get all the stuff out closer to the stadium, and there's just not good stuff out there.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Yeah, and maybe if it grows up a little bit, maybe if you create some kind of area out there that would be like the Deep Ellum of Arlington, then I think it might be kind of cool. Juan said, did Nancy's hustle this past weekend. Amazing burger for sure. Thanks for the heads up. Got thrown off with a fancy bun, though. Probably only eat a burger like that in that kind of restaurant. That did throw me off the first time I saw the bun, too, but until I bit into it.
What's it got a bunch of stuff on it?
No. It's just, it's hard to describe, but it's not, it's like a, almost looks like a muffin or something.
Oh, okay.
But once you bite into it, you're like, holy bleep, this is good. So glad you enjoyed it. I'm glad I didn't steer you astray. So Cincy is a cool city. Have you ever been? Many times.
I've been there.
Yeah, I find nothing cool about Cincinnati. It's not awful. It's just not, it's not for me. Like, there are cities around there that, like, I like Louisville a lot more than most people do. Because that whole Bardstown area, there's just some cool areas. And, of course, I went every year for about 10 years for the Derby and Breeders' Cup and stuff like that. So I got to know it pretty well. And I know it's not a city that most people say, I'm going to go to Louisville. But I enjoyed that. And it's close to Cincinnati. It's not that far away.
Yeah.
It's kind of similar. But it's smaller. It's small, but it's got a big city feel to it. That's what I like.
Yeah, but they don't have a stadium there.
No, they don't have a stadium. And they don't have not for football. I'm just talking about in general.
Oh, yeah.
As a cool city. But a lot of hillbillies. You know what? Let's transition from cities to states. Because I have this list. And Travel Nation ranked all 50 states 50-1. This is by some guy named Kevin Alexander and Matt Lynch.
Okay.
And basically, here's what they ranked them on. Their contributions to America, inventions, food, drink, productive famous people, unique physical beauty, etc.
Productive famous people?
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Unique physical beauty, etc. So, basically, says someone will accuse us of having never been to a state and say mean things about us. That's fine, but they want to start a debate. So,
okay, you tell me first. What's your number one worst state, and where did it rank on the list?
Arkansas would probably. No, actually, Arkansas's got Oklahoma would be my worst.
Oklahoma is my worst.
Yeah.
Where did they rank on the list?
Well, I'm going to start with, we're just going to go 50, and we're going to go too high, too low.
Okay.
Number 50 is Florida.
Ooh, okay.
Obviously, I think because of all the weird stuff in Florida, it's gotten a lot of attention. The amusement parks are kind of over the top. But I have to say, there's some cool places in Florida. I'm going to go with way too low on this list.
I'm with you. I don't like North Florida, like the hillbilly part of Florida.
Yeah, the Redneck Riviera.
Yeah, and I don't particularly like the glam Miami part of Florida.
I'm the same way, but I don't.
I don't like Florida very much, but it's not number 50.
No, I think Jacksonville's underrated. I like Tampa.
Tampa's probably the best city in Florida.
And so, I mean, that. Okay, yeah, the north part of the state sucks. The south part of the state sucks. But the middle's all right.
Yeah, okay.
That doesn't make you 50. Number 49, Delaware.
I don't know anything about Delaware.
I've been to Delaware once to go to Delaware Park, and I was really drunk, and I remember it not being very interesting. So I'm not going to say too low. Ohio, 48.
I'm not crazy about Ohio, but I feel like that's too low.
I agree. 47, Arizona. Way too low.
Hmm.
Arizona's in my top 20 for sure.
Yeah, I think that's way too low. I enjoy Arizona. I don't like their politics very much.
No. 46, Utah?
That's not a great place.
No, it's not. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, it's really pretty, but I wouldn't want to live there.
Like that view at the stadium in Provo may be the best stadium view anywhere with the mountain and everything. But Utah, 46. Number 45... Mississippi.
That's pretty high on my list.
That is 45 is too high for me.
Yeah, 40 Mississippi's not a good place. That's I think that's about accurate.
44, Connecticut.
Never been to Connecticut.
It's bad. It should be low. 43, North Dakota.
What makes North Dakota any worse than South Dakota?
They don't give you a very good description. I mean, to me, those states are okay if you want to escape. You want to be away from people like Wyoming and North Dakota and all those. 42, Missouri. I think that's about fair.
Okay.
41, Nevada.
Hmm.
I'm going to go with too low here. Not just because of Vegas, but Reno.
Yeah.
Tahoe. You get Tahoe, half of Tahoe's in. Yeah, that's too low. Number 40, Nebraska.
Dave Tepper will tell you that's probably too low.
Yeah.
He said it's nice there.
Omaha's pretty cool, I have to say. I might go a little too low, but, I mean, I don't love it. 39, South Carolina.
That sounds about right.
Yeah,
that
might even be a little high. 38, Rhode Island.
I've never been.
Rhode Island is just pathetic. It should be near the bottom because it's so small and nobody cares.
It's like the size of a county.
Yeah, it's Galveston.
Yeah.
37, Idaho.
That seems maybe a little bit higher than I would have placed them.
Yeah, I would have placed them in the 40s for sure. This is another one I would have placed in the 40s. I mean, they do have nice mountains, but West Virginia.
Oh, yeah, that's a bad place.
35, Kansas.
That's too high. Kansas deserves to be lower,
All of these here should be in the 40s, in my opinion. 34, Georgia.
I guess that sounds about right.
Yeah. Because you have to fly through there to go anywhere if you fly Delta, too. 33, South Dakota.
Again, I don't know anything about South Dakota.
It's a Dakota. Okay. All right, here's a way, way, way too high. Oklahoma at 32.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, well, that's egregious.
It says, points for onion burgers, color me bad, Louis L'Amour's later works, that flirtatious minx, Addo Annie Carnes from the musical Oklahoma, the first shopping cart, 2007 Wes Welker. And that one song from Cross Canadian Ragweed that they don't play anymore.
I don't know anything about that, but I hate Oklahoma.
It says negative infinity points for Skip Bayless. If you're putting Skip Bayless on him, that has to be number 50.
What about the cops that pull you over constantly?
Yeah, that's a...
For no good reason.
They should be 50. 31, Virginia. I think it should be a little higher.
I was going to say that might be low.
Yeah, a little higher. 30, Massachusetts.
I would go lower.
Yeah, I would too. 29, Alabama.
Oh, that's way too high.
Yeah,
Alabama's just Mississippi East.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't.
You can't tell the difference when you drive through them to go to Florida.
Let me tell you something: Mississippi, Alabama, and Northern Florida.
Yeah, they're all the same.
It's all the same.
Yeah,
it ain't good.
28, Indiana.
Too high.
I think that is too high. Like, I will say there are, like, some the parts of Indiana close to Chicago, like the parts of Indiana on Lake Michigan, are pretty cool. There's some nice beaches there. But until I saw that part of Indiana, my only memory of Indiana was driving through it and the whole state smelling like pig excrement.
27, this is too low for me. Illinois.
Chicago's a great city.
The rest of Illinois kind of sucks.
The rest of Illinois does suck.
But Chicago should bring you up higher than 27. Because that really is Illinois. 26, Wyoming.
I don't know what happened in Wyoming. I don't know what I would do with that place.
It's just wide open spaces. It's very beautiful. It's if you want to be alone, there you go. I would have it higher because I want to be alone. 25, Iowa, too high.
Too high.
24, New Hampshire.
I don't know anything about New Hampshire.
Too high. 23, New Mexico.
I lived in New Mexico. I got to be honest, that's too high. Like, I lived in a pretty decent part of New Mexico, and there are some nice places. Like, Santa Fe is really nice, but there's a lot of really crappy places in New Mexico, too. Like, the entire bottom half of that state is like a giant trailer park, just a wasteland.
Santa Fe's nice. I like Santa Fe. I like going skiing there. North Carolina, 22.
That's about right, I guess.
New Jersey, 21.
Well, that seems too high.
It's way too high. 20, Maryland, also too high.
Yeah, I'm with you.
19, Arkansas.
Way too high.
Yeah, although I have to say Hot Springs is pretty cool.
It ain't 19 cool.
No, it's not 19 cool, but it deserves a little credit for that, just like Florida deserves a little credit for its middle. Montana, 18.
I don't know about Montana, but it does seem like a place where you could go and kind of be off the grid and no one would bother
it's
you.
It's a better Wyoming.
Yeah.
I could see that. 17, Vermont.
I've never been to Vermont, but they do have really good beer there.
Yeah.
It's almost Canada, though, isn't it? Like, it's right by Montreal.
I think so. I've been there, but it's been a long time. I don't remember much about it. Alaska at 16.
I think that's overrated. There's probably some really beautiful things there.
It's also very cold.
It's very cold. My brother-in-law lives in Alaska. Like, he's one of those guys who he built a log cabin and lives in the wilderness. And he's lived up there for like 3 years and they just built the cabin. So, like, they were living in like a dugout for a while.
Wow.
And like, they hunt and fish for their own food. That's no life for me.
Yeah, I'm not down with that.
I don't need that life.
I want my HBO.
Yeah, he has to ride a bicycle to get electricity to charge his phone. I mean,
all right. Well, let's take a quick break and then we'll do the top 15. See what you think. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. All right, we'll finish off this list. Number 15. This is too low for me. Oregon.
Oh, yeah, that's way too low.
That's a good place. Oregon's probably in my top five or six.
It's in my top five, too.
14, Tennessee.
Another place where I've lived.
Tennessee's underrated.
I think it is.
I like Nashville more than Memphis, but
I do too.
I still think that's a pretty good state.
Yeah, I'm with you. I would go higher, maybe. Well, yeah. maybe 14's about right. Maybe
I'd probably have them around 10. 13, New York. Feels a little low to me. Mainly,
I like New York more than you do.
Well, but you like New York City.
I like
more
New York
than
City.
I
don't care about the rest
but
of the
I,
state.
But I mean, the rest of the state, it's almost like Texas. It's so different from area to area. But
that's like Chicago.
Yeah.
But I mean, Chicago's so urban, and then the rest of Illinois is cow pastures.
But I like upstate New York. I would have New York much higher.
Okay.
Probably, again, somewhere in my top five. Number 12, Pennsylvania.
I don't know much about Pennsylvania.
It's too high for me. Although I have to say, Philadelphia is one of the coolest places I've ever visited, just to visit. You go downtown, and it's got all these cobblestone streets from the 1700s, and it's just very cool. But I was there for 4 days, and I don't need to go back. So, Number 11, Texas.
Oh, man. I mean, that seems offensively low.
Yeah,
I feel like other people who aren't from Texas, they hate on Texas because people from Texas love themselves so much Texas that it annoys other people.
But it depends on what part of Texas you're from, too, how you act.
Yeah.
People in Austin don't act like that. They like, Austin's the greatest.
But most people from Texas love Texas, and they'll let you know that Texas is great. And that annoys people who live in crappy states.
Yeah, I used to get that all the time. It's like, oh, why don't you talk more about being a Texan instead of American? It's like, that's what you guys do, right? Like, well, no, not me. But I guess a lot of people do. Still, there are some negatives in Lubbock.
Yeah.
Dallas. Yeah. We got some areas that aren't that great. But for the most part, I think this is too low. And we also have Waco.
Yeah, I got to hear these top 10. All right. I know there's a couple of them that I haven't heard yet that I'm shocked that I haven't heard them.
Yeah. And
a couple that I am expecting to hear in the top 10. So,
well, there's a couple in the top five that you're going to throw up. Number 10, this one is probably one or two on my list. Colorado.
Yeah, that's embarrassingly
way
low.
Too low. Yeah. Number 9, and this one, I kind of see why they put it here, but California.
I think that's a fair rating.
Yeah, I do too.
I won't go, because there's a lot of cool places in California.
There's a lot of bleep places too. And I lived there for a short time, and
I mean, it's so beautiful out there too.
It is.
It's so expensive. I mean, it's just the traffic is miserable.
The people are jerks too.
Yeah.
I mean, is there?
But that's why I think 9 is probably fair.
Number 8, and I think this is probably too low as well. Washington.
I'm with you on that.
I think that needs to be a little higher.
Yeah, that's a top fiver.
Number 7. You might be surprised at this. I actually don't mind this ranking. Minnesota.
Man, I mean, that does seem, I mean, that's my perspective, because I haven't been there, but my perception of Minnesota is that is too high, but people say good things about it. That's kind of why I'm bummed that we didn't go.
But especially during the summer, it's fantastic, and the lakes and everything else. And I've said all along, Minneapolis is way underrated. I would definitely live there. So
okay.
I think 7 is fair. Number 6, Hawaii.
Ooh, that's not the life for me. I wouldn't want to live there. But man, that's the easily the most beautiful state that we've got.
Yeah, yeah. It's very expensive too, though.
Yeah, my best friend from the Army lived there for a while, for like 6 or 7 years, and married a chick from there, and he loved it. But he also was like, well, I asked him when you got out, are you going to go back and live in Hawaii? He's like, no, you can't afford to live there. So, I mean, that's a nice place. 6 seems fair.
Number 5, Louisiana.
Oh, Lord.
You know what?
I got to tell you, I lived in Louisiana.
Well, and we have a lot of listeners from Louisiana, and I love you guys, but basically, if not for New Orleans, you're Mississippi and Alabama.
That does save them.
Yeah. But that doesn't make you top 5.
No. You know what is great about Louisiana compared to those two places? Their food is so much better. Mississippi's got pretty good food, too. But, like, once you get past Mississippi, good luck. But 5 is absurd.
I would have them higher than a lot of places because I like going over there. But
I'm with you.
But not 5.
But top 5? No way.
Probably 12 or 13.
Their highways are like Richmond Avenue. Yeah. I mean, it's a disaster. There's weeds that grow up on the freeways.
And necrophilia is still technically legal.
Yeah.
That's a negative. Or a positive, depending on your... Number 4, Wisconsin.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Let me say this about Milwaukee. Underrated place.
Very much so.
I liked it there. But to get to Milwaukee from Chicago, you have to drive like through a 100-mile farm. There's nothing. And apparently there's nothing to the west. And all you got to do is watch Making a Murderer to know... You don't want to go north of Milwaukee.
No.
So, I mean, I think that's a one-trick pony state.
4 is too high, but I don't think it's...
Not rubbish.
No, top 15.
Four is that's rough.
Top 15 for sure. Number 3, Kentucky.
Again, another place I've lived. There are some nice parts of Kentucky, and probably the parts that these people have visited are probably fine. You go to Louisville, oh, you're like, man, this is a pretty cool place.
Lexington, awesome.
Nice place. The rest of Kentucky, you go to Bowling Green or Paducah, Kentucky,
Paducah.
And tell me that Kentucky's the third best state in our country.
Paducah is West Virginia.
Oh, man.
Now, I have Kentucky probably a little higher than you do, but not three. I probably have it around the 16 range.
So when I first went to Fort Campbell, Fort Campbell is on the border of Kentucky and Tennessee.
Yeah.
The only good thing about the Kentucky side was they had all nude strip clubs that were 18 and up.
Nice.
If you went to the strip clubs in Tennessee, you had to be 21, and I was only 18. So we went to Kentucky for the strip clubs. The downside of that is the hottest stripper at Cat West in Oak Grove, Kentucky, had a C-section scar. So she was the hottest one. The hottest one had a C-section scar.
Hey, am I having a brain tumor or is our clock going goofy? It was flipping between 5 and 3.
Oh, no, you're having a stroke.
Well, no, it's fine. It's not doing it now that I mentioned it. There it is. Ah, see?
Oh, I do see that.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh, weird.
What the hell? Oh, it's 3:25. AJ, we're not supposed to be on air. Where's Barry and Joel? All right.
The ratings for our 3 o'clock hour just were boosted dramatically. You're welcome, guys.
Yeah. Right. All right. Number 2, Maine. That's too high for me.
I don't know very much about Maine.
It's nice, but I'd probably say around 9 or 10. And here's the one that, okay. Number 1, Michigan.
Oh, my.
Yeah. It says, did you know it has more coastline than any state other than Alaska? It does. They do have a lot of good beer there.
They do have a lot of good beer there. But let me tell you something. First of all, Detroit is a hole. It's better than it used to be.
Yes.
But it's still a hole.
It's close to Canada. That's a positive.
And I've been to other parts of Michigan. My lab partner when I was in college, he was from Michigan, and I went up there. I was in his wedding, and it was a. There's some pretty parts of Michigan, but it's also sort of like northern Wisconsin, making a murderer type people living around there.
Yeah.
That's not a number one state. That's absurd.
I would say. My top five, and in not in order, Colorado, Oregon, Texas, Washington. I'll throw Nevada in there. I'd have Nevada pretty high.
I'll go Texas, Colorado, Washington, Oregon. And, boy, I might go New York.
I wouldn't blame you for that. Yeah. I've come to appreciate New York City, finally, after about 10 trips there. But I do really like upstate New York.
Yeah.
And Saratoga, and even going over to Buffalo and Rochester and places like that. It's very different than the rest of the state. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'll take New York over Nevada.
So we have the same top five?
Yeah, it's close. Nevada or New York. And I don't think Florida's 50th.
No, that's not fair.
Yeah, Lamont says, come on, man. Michigan has fecal water. Yeah, how can you be the...
You can't even get clean water in Michigan.
Foster asking, Washington State or D.C.? Washington State. Let me make that really clear. D.C., not so much.
Yeah.
Baltimore, not so much. All right, well, there you go. That's your thrillist list of best states with our edits.
This is the point where
you know what? I'll tell you what. I'm going to change my fifth one. I'll take Minnesota for my fifth.
Really?
Yeah, I will.
Oh, wow.
Now that I think about it, Minnesota, New York, and then Nevada. That's my top seven.
Okay.
I have Kentucky 8
this,
on that list.
Oh, no. You've been to Paducah?
I have, but I wouldn't go to Paducah. I would live in Louisville or Lexington,
okay.
And I would never leave.
Well, if you ever get to the Cat West in Oak Grove, you... you tell old C-section scar
like
girl
a,
hello for me.
Kind of seems like a moral imperative to go
yeah.
there. So,
Jermaine says, need that link. Louisiana is saved by New Orleans for sure. The food, drinks, music, festival, and conventions alone make New Orleans a state saver. No doubt. I didn't live in New Orleans. I lived in Lafayette, which literally the only good thing there is the food. That is it. There's everybody talks funny. You can't understand a damn thing they're saying, but the food is outstanding.
Yeah. Some of his parents own a farm in upstate New York, probably one of the best hidden gems in the country. Yeah, that area is, I mean, there's a lot of cool areas up there. I've always preferred being upstate to going to New York City, but I've gotten better. Hector says, come on, guys. California's not your top five. It's the golden state. Yeah, golden because it costs you so damn much to live there. And I'll tell you what, I did live there briefly, and for the longest time it was on my list. But the people there are such a-holes, and it's so expensive, and it's so crowded. It's beautiful. But, you know, unless I was like a hyper-rich and could afford to live in Del Mar in like those $10 million homes, I wouldn't live there. All right. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Some breaking news. Blake Griffin traded to Detroit.
Detroit, who's lost something like 9 games in a row. They're a total dumpster fire.
Didn't Griffin just sign this offseason after Paul left?
I guess so, yeah.
He was supposed to...
That's what Trey just told me.
Yeah,
Trey said it. I believe it.
I was I saw this morning that the Pistons are looking to trade Avery Bradley, and I say, okay, the Pistons suck. That makes sense. They're trying to unload assets and, you know, plan for the future.
Right.
And then they trade him away, but for Blake Griffin, which is like a monster contract. I don't get that. But I guess the Pistons are getting a good player there. I mean, Blake Griffin can still play, but I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do there in Detroit. I don't know if he's going to be. It's going to be any different than where he's at now.
Well, it's not a dump and tank. Like, you're obviously not doing a dump and tank.
No,
I wouldn't think, unless you know. And then you couldn't be getting him so that you think. I guess you could get him with the thought that you can unload him in the future and maybe get more for him than what you're having to give up, but. He's had injury issues, so I don't know what that value is going to be. It's almost like you just want to screw Blake. Said, you know what? We're tired of you. How about you spend some time in Detroit?
Oh man,
that seems like
we've also heard the Clippers talking about trading DeAndre Jordan. So it's not. I mean, I thought maybe that's what they were doing. Maybe they're just trying to get everybody out of here.
How did they not see that they were over though? I mean, everyone else could see it. Their run had come and gone, and it was over. And signing Blake Griffin didn't make any sense to me. Just let that, you know, let that thing expire and save yourself some money. It just didn't make a whole lot of sense to me even signing him in the first place because your time had come and gone. You want to package him in a sign and trade? We'll do that. But I don't know. That didn't make any sense in the first place.
By the way, that's Lance Zierlein.
Oh, hey,
here on the bench. He just jumped right in. So I think people know you're here at 5:30 every Monday. So
yeah.
you need no introduction, literally.
So, here I am.
How was Mobile?
It was good. It was good. You know, when I go, except for when I tore tendons in my foot, that was not the favorite thing that happened.
It was not an athletic moment for you?
Nah, not so much. I tripped on a curb, and as I was falling forward to catch my balance,
I'm sorry.
I'm like, no, I mean, I was trying to catch my balance, and I felt like I had, you know, had caught my balance, and then... But I couldn't right the ship. And I was just like, well, I guess I just have to fall down here. So I just fell down and I got
on
back
the concrete?
Up. Yeah, but I mean, I rolled. It was a controlled fall. It was like a stuntman.
Were there other basically. People around?
Oh, yeah. About 5 scouts.
Were they
cool.
laughing?
No, because I decided to give it like the fake injury to make sure I could, you know, stymie any laughter or any early laughter.
You went full soccer on them.
Yeah, but then I just said, when they came over to help me up, I just said, lacks agility, struggles with too much weight over his feet. I hit him with some scout.
Well played.
Yeah, and they started laughing. They thought it was funny. And as I'm walking it off, I noticed the foot's not, like, I don't know where the foot thing came from. I just noticed, man, this foot doesn't feel great. And it kept getting worse and worse and worse. Within an hour, I was at an orthopedic office getting x-rays on the foot to rule out Lisfranc, which would have put me down for about 8 months. And then they said, you know, they gave me a walking boot. They asked me if I wanted one of those knee scooters. And I said, let me tell you something. I'm already going to get killed by my scout buddies for just having a walking boot on. If I roll into the Senior Bowl practices with a knee scooter, it is over.
Oh, imagine driving in here with that. You
wouldn't I mean, I can't do it anywhere.
It's bad enough that you're the gimp now.
I can't do it anywhere. I got a chance to talk to Bill O'Brien for a couple of minutes on the field before one of the practices. Never saw him this happy in my life. Just laughing, happy, and I wanted to say, feels good to win that battle against Rick, wasn't it?
Get a big contract and chase off a bad defensive coordinator.
Yeah, well, I think more than anything, he was happy to chase off
the GM.
The GM. I think that's what made him happy.
Well, make him coach better then.
Did anybody at the Senior Bowl impress you or do anything that was surprising to you?
No, you know what? I thought Josh Allen looked sporadic, like I thought he looked on tape. This Josh Allen early round stuff, this early in the first stuff, is just annoying me, basically, because you always expect people to learn from history, and they just never do it.
They don't,
positions.
Especially a quarterback.
It's unbelievable. It's the same thing. I thought, there is one thing that team started talking about. So Baker Mayfield missed three media sessions because he was sick, right? That was reported. He was sick, missed three media sessions. I have no reason to believe he wasn't before the playoff game. Then he missed a couple of media sessions. He showed up a day late. He said he was with his mom, wasn't there for the official weigh-in. Then he missed
another media. What kind of sickness
media
this guy got going on?
Well, now it's his mom. He said his mom is not well, and so he was with his mom a day late. Didn't do weigh-ins at the weigh-in. Did it separately. Clocked in a little bigger than everyone expected. I can tell you that.
That she was chubby?
Well, no. Like,
or he was taller
than people expected. Oh, I'm really curious to see what the combine height weight is, because they had him at like 216 and almost like 6'5", which no one was expecting that. So interested to see what his weight. But then he bailed on the game at halftime, just said he was headed back to be with his mom. So I don't know what's going on with his mom, but I can just tell you that I did talk to one guy who said, well, there's starting to be a few little red flags we just want to look into, because we're not seeing him at these different landmarks where he's supposed to be. Now maybe there's just a string of circumstances that have prevented it, like he says, but they want to look into it a little bit.
But it starts to get like the you meet a girl online and every time you're going to see her face to face, something comes up, and then 6 weeks later, you found out she has a dong. And
I can tell. Yeah, that's we're hoping that's not the same situation with Baker.
Oh, I hope he does have a dong.
Yeah, no. I'm thinking that part is supposed. I think that's a for sure thing. You just don't want to be catfished by Baker. I'm not sure how you would catfish him if you're the Heisman Trophy winner. But it's just nothing really was out of the ordinary at the Senior Bowl, I didn't think. There was some, I've watched these guys, so some guys performed a little better than I expected, some guys a little worse, but nothing that was too crazy, in my estimation.
Well, we teased this, I guess it was a couple weeks ago, and then we never got to it, but now you've done all the film on
quarterbacks.
On the quarterbacks, and I wanted you to rank the five guys, Darnold, Rosen, Allen, Jackson, and Mayfield, but the five guys that I keep hearing are first-round players. I wanted to see what your thoughts are, what order you would take those guys in, and where you'd be comfortable in that first round taking them, if you would be comfortable.
I'd be comfortable taking Darnold 1. I have him as the top quarterback by far. Number 2 is down the road is Josh Rosen. Number 3, Lamar Jackson. But you got to understand now, this is with the understanding that the right team may put him in the right situation or scenario. If I wanted to widen it out and say, he's got a greater risk reward. Let me put it this way. I think Baker Mayfield's 4th, but Baker could end up being 2. I mean, Baker, I think, is pretty steady. I think he's pretty steady, but I do think he may need to get into the right scenario, the right situation.
Isn't that everybody, though?
Yeah, it
can be. I think Darnold can fit anywhere. Rosen
even Cleveland?
Yeah, I think Darnold can fit there. I think I really do believe that they're gonna turn some things around. They have a zillion draft picks.
Yeah, that's true.
If they don't screw it up this year, they do have some talent on the roster. I mean, some really good players or some developing talent on the roster. So I think the Cleveland days, to me, I wouldn't be surprised to see John Dorsey go out and try to get a veteran quarterback let that guy play for a year. Let Sam Darnold, if he decides to go Sam Darnold, stay for a year. I'm not really buying this Baker Mayfield with the first pick of the draft stuff. I don't believe that.
Your buddy Mel Kiper had Allen number one.
Yeah, I mean, that's good crazy. Luck. Yeah. Well, yeah. If you do that, then it's the same old Cleveland to me. Yeah. Then it really doesn't matter
that's
who
a
the
Cleveland
GM
move.
Is. That's
yeah.
just a,
I saw that. I told
statue.
The people I trust Lance Erline more than I trust Mel Kiper when it comes to that stuff. So
yeah, I just can't see it. I can't see how. I know that he likes traits, John Dorsey and the arm strength and all that. And you know, he was part of the crew that drafted that went out and got Pat Mahomes, who is a big arm guy and you know good size. This Josh Allen's even bigger with an even bigger arm, but
less mobile than Mahomes, though.
Yeah, a little less mobile. He can move a little bit, though. But it's, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I have a hard time believing that the guy who's just not accurate on the collegiate level is going to be the first pick of the draft. I just can't believe.
Well,
that.
That's kind of my big beef with Lamar Jackson too.
Not an accurate guy.
I mean, some of the throws he makes are just. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's hard to believe that guy won a Heisman.
He'll airmail it. Yeah, until you look at his numbers and they're so substantial.
Right.
You know, here's the thing with him though. If you buy into what Deshaun Watson did, then you can start to buy into Lamar. And what I mean by that is they're different players. Deshaun much better from the pocket than Lamar Jackson is. But if you say, well, if he finds a coach that can simplify the offense, and you know, I think the dangerous team is Jacksonville. Because Jacksonville has Blake Bortles, who did some zone read stuff this year, and they can run some similar concepts because that's what he ran at Southern at USF when he was there. But if you put him with Leonard Fournette and you just say, basically, we just need you to hit about four explosive plays a game, whether it's arms or legs, and we're going to put the ball, we're going to have you throwing it about 17 to 18 times a game. We're not going to rely on you to win from the pocket. We're going to win with defense. We're going to let you hit your big special plays that you can hit with your feet, and we're going to pound the ball with Leonard Fournette. We're just going to go straight ground and pound. I think that becomes a really interesting team. But, you know, like you said, he airmails certain throws over guys. I mean, not even close. But he has a really narrow base. He takes a very short stride. And some of that, I think, can be worked on. Here's what I'm hearing, though. I'm hearing that he doesn't even have representation. He doesn't have a marketing agency. He doesn't even have a quarterback coach. His mom is doing everything.
What?
I immediately dropped his grade when I heard mom's training him. I don't want
mom's training him?
Yeah, quarterback stuff. That's the word that's out there. I don't want mom training.
Where did his mom
in the
play?
Draft. Last I checked, didn't play anywhere.
Yeah, maybe I missed something.
Mom didn't play anywhere, so that's the word on the streets is Lamar's getting coached up by mom. And, you know, maybe you think George Whitfield's a little overrated. That's fine, or Jordan Palmer's overrated, but, I mean, they got to be better than mom.
That's hard to imagine. Yeah, I'd have a hard time believing that you can't find some quarterback coach better than your mom. Like, if your mom's honestly, it would be a red flag to me if your mom was handling, like, your schedule and your finances and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
But to actually be handling his
coaching.
Why
would he not have an agent yet? Like, you know, you got to have an agent. You got to have somebody who can handle your marketing stuff. This is just standard operating procedure for a guy who's a potential first-round quarterback.
Is it like the NBA? Like, because he hasn't hired an agent yet, could he still go back to college now?
No, he's done.
He's past the point?
It's past the point, yeah.
Yeah, that's a
and what really doesn't make sense is if you say, well, the NBA, you know, it's a 3% for the NFL. Well, a lot of agents aren't taking 3% anymore. A lot of agencies are taking 1%, not 3%. That's one of the ways they're squeezing the little guys out of there is they're taking 1% of the contract. That's not enough for, you know, like, well, you are really pinching pennies if you're saying we're not going to have any agent at all because
you don't
we want to save that
1%.
I mean, you know, they can say what slotted anyway. Let me tell you something.
I wish my agent took 1%.
Agents know what they're doing. Agents know what they're doing. They know how to market you. They know who to. They can get to certain teams and they can get you certain opportunities. And it's just, if what I'm hearing is correct, and I have no reason to believe it isn't, that could be a big mistake. He had Michael Vick mentoring him through the process. You can think whatever you want to about Michael Vick. Michael Vick was the first pick of the draft. He's been through a lot. He's had success. He's had failures. And from what I understand, that was a very positive influence on Lamar Jackson, and kind of mom pushed him out of the picture. So he's out of the picture now. That's not a good thing.
That's Lance Erline. You can hear him on the bench from 7 to 9 and then 9 to 9:30 with John and Raheel. And man, I'm baffled by how many of those guys do you think will actually go in the first round?
I think four. I think Lamar could get this kind of thing could squeeze him out.
That's absurd to me. I'm not.
I have five in my mock draft that will be out later this week on NFL.com. But and I put Lamar with Jacksonville, but. That's the kind of thing that's a red flag to teams because they're not going to want to deal with mom. If mom becomes too strong, you know, teams don't like dealing with hangers-on types. They're not big into that. They're not big in there's
honestly,
a lot of
the Lonzo Ball
into.
Thing may be it may cross over to the NFL if that's the case. Like
yeah, but I haven't heard his mom. I haven't heard his you know like Lonzo Ball. LeVar Ball's a gigantic
obviously outspoken, yeah. But just having that much involvement.
How about this, Eli Apple's mom?
That's another good example.
Yeah, Eli's mom's a little chatty, but this takes it to a little different level.
He's the quarterback coach. Oh, my God.
I would expect that to change by combine. I think somebody's going to get to her and say, listen, your son, you got to let him run through the process.
If he gets an agent, isn't an agent going to put him with somebody that's going to get him ready for the combine? Yeah. Don't all these guys
agents pay for
and there's
that.
Places here in town where guys go and train.
Yeah, absolutely. Agents pay for that you know,
that's in the 1%.
You know, they do this. That's part of it. And if you leave them, you owe them the money that they, the cash that they put out there for you know for your training and things like that. But yeah, I think he'll eventually somebody's going to get to his mom and get to him and say you really have to have an agent. So we'll see. But I think there could be as many as five quarterbacks. I think I'm starting to get the sneaking suspicion that it may turn into four. Mm-hmm. We'll see and. We'll see if Josh Allen doesn't hurt himself. He didn't help himself with combine.
I got to be honest. I think I'm out on Josh Allen as a first rounder, and I think I'm out on Lamar Jackson as a first rounder. I don't think I want either one of those guys.
It wouldn't shock. I mean, it shouldn't shock you. That maybe should be considered, but we know that's not the way it works.
Yeah.
One guy's 6'4" with almost 6'5" with a gigantic arm. Those guys just go in the first round. Lamar Jackson could be the guy. He's not going to be real big. He's going to be a little slender. He's not the most athletic guy. And then you got this other stuff going on right now. So, I mean, he's the guy that could fall. And then Baker Mayfield is not sick. If he weighs, okay, the 6'5", that's a big deal. That's a big plus for him. But if he goes to the combine and they find he's a shade under 6 foot, and if he gets squirrely at all in any of those. Because there's already you already have the Manziel thing, which I don't think is entirely fair. But if that thing starts to stick and grow legs on him, that's going to hurt.
Dude, I think, and everyone compares Mayfield to Manziel. I'll give you another name, and you can maybe laugh me off. But this is a guy who, during the whole draft process, was a total douchebag, and he got to the NFL, and he was still a douchebag, and he didn't make it. J.P. Lossman, Baker Mayfield reminds me a little bit of J.P. Lossman, and. I mean, Baker Mayfield's a better player, I like to think. But J.P. Lossman suckered some people suckered Buffalo into taking him in the first round. Yeah. But and he never made it. But I think most of it was because he was aloof. Like, he didn't want to show up to team meetings and things like that. His attitude was garbage.
Yeah.
And that stuff, when you're asked to be the face of a franchise, the leader of a franchise, the expectation level is a lot higher than it is for the deep snapper.
To be fair, though, I haven't heard anything negative about that kind of team stuff from Baker. I've heard nothing but positive things that come out of Oklahoma. So if that happens, it would have to be
his
new.
His persona on the field at Oklahoma was that he was a giant douchebag.
He's an edgy guy. There's no doubt about that. And there's some, he's got some edge. And for some people, that edge is kind of douchebaggy. But at the same time, his teammates bought into him. His coaches bought into him. So I don't really – that's why I don't really think it's fair to compare him to Johnny, but I'm starting to hear it stick a little bit more with him, and I think he needs to shut that down at the combine. I think he probably will in interviews, but Johnny had – if one understands, Johnny had pretty good interviews too. There was just more –
he was selling people.
Oh, yeah.
He wouldn't have gone in the first round if he didn't.
There was some background where you could dig into Johnny and find some stuff. I don't think that's going to be the case with Baker. I think he'll be – relatively clean in his background.
Okay. Yeah, I would take him in the first round under protest. the other two guys, I think I would jump on. Darnold is my favorite
Darnold
as well.
Darnold Rosen?
Yeah, Rosen I feel pretty confident about, although Fred and I have talked about this. Rosen, he gives, and I've never met him, obviously, but he gives a vibe that he just doesn't really care about football that much.
I don't think people are going to like, so he's going to get killed from the people at UCLA are not saying positive things about him necessarily, and that's going to hurt him some. The feet look great. You know, he was an elite junior tennis player. He was one of the best in the entire country. So his feet are going to look good. The mechanics are going to look good. He'll make some arrogant plays where he refuses to just throw it away. He only had 6 balls he threw away this year. That's ridiculous. He took a ton of sacks, didn't get rid of the ball. That kind of thing bothers me a little bit. And I actually watched tape with Sean Salisbury. We were up here last Saturday, and we watched tape for about 2 hours on Rosen. On Rosen. It was really interesting watching with the former quarterback about some of the things that, you know, he should be looking at pre-snap and post-snap.
Sure has a nice release, though. I mean,
it's pretty. Yeah. I mean, you know, he's the prettiest quarterback of all of them. It's not even close.
All right. Well,
physically, too.
Yeah.
Handsome. Yeah. That's a big plus to me. I want a handsome guy.
He's no Garoppolo, though. Come on.
Nah.
No, you no said that. But, I mean, good Lord.
No one said that.
You can't have that high a standard.
What's wrong with you, Fred? He's a
quarterback 7 or 8. Garoppolo is off the charts, my man. And look at the success it's bringing him. You can't argue that's with right. this. Tom Brady, Jimmy Garoppolo, these guys are proven commodities because they're handsome.
That's right.
All right.
Russell Wilson's got a little Bruno Mars thing going to work for him, and Deshaun's a good-looking guy. I'm starting to see a correlation here.
AJ's been on this for a while.
Have you?
Yeah. And you know what? The one exception to my rule has sort of fallen apart with Andrew Luck. All of a sudden, this guy's ugliness is catching up to him. look where his career's headed.
What do you do with Eli Manning?
Oh, Eli Manning, listen.
2 Super Bowls?
Yeah, he got some Super Bowls, but that guy, you knew the success couldn't maintain with that face.
Phillip Rivers? What are we doing with Phillip Rivers?
Phillip Rivers is like an average-looking dude.
Yeah, just kind of a country, just a big, brash, country-sounding guy.
I'll give you another example of a guy who's pretty good-looking, and success has eluded him. Blake Bortles, based on his looks, should be better than he is.
What about Kirk Cousins? Kirk Cousins is the guy who – here's who Kirk Cousins is. He would be the guy who at church – like has the good-looking wife, and he's the guy who would lead all the Bible studies, and he'd be the guy that everyone is really, really into. And, you know, I think he would be that guy. Maybe not necessarily winning Super Bowls.
Yeah, I think Kirk Cousins, he really just needs to get that long-term deal before people will buy into him. And, like, once – you know how this goes, Lance. Mm-hmm. Once you have real money in your pocket, if you're a 6, you're suddenly an 8.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It works that way.
Right now, the kind of wife that Kirk Cousins can get, I don't know if he's married or not, he can marry a pretty hot chick. He's a starting NFL quarterback. Mm-hmm. He gets that 5-year deal.
What are we doing with Stafford with that big fat face he has?
Yeah, he does. His face looks like a baby.
Guys,
like,
as much as I'm enjoying this, we have to go to break.
Oh, do we?
Okay, we're way over.
We'll discuss this
now.
Next
I'm going to go down the roster.
Unless you want to stick around through the break, which you're welcome to do.
All right, guys. Shopping for electricity rates, it can be tough. Everybody knows that. Triangle Energy is making it easy for you. They're a born and raised in Texas company. They provide simple fixed rates, which means you're going to pay the same rate no matter how much or how little electricity you use. There's no hidden fees. It's an easy, fast sign-up process with no gimmicks, no surprises on your bill. You'll even receive a weekly usage update, so you already have an estimate for your energy charges before your bill even hits the mail. That's the way to go. Sign up for the basic Eagle 12. It'll lock you in for 12 months at 8.7 cents when you use the promo code ESPN. What are you waiting for, guys? It's an easy decision you could feel good about. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com, PUCT number 10064.
This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5.
Don't let the...